my favorite Italian beer from my favorite American hockey team that won gold, the men and women. If me drinking that beer just offended you, you may not want to watch this. If this shirt offends you in any form or fashion, you may not want to watch this. How the USA, the United States of America, wins gold and it becomes political is beyond measure. Everyone should be ashamed of themselves. Everyone should be ashamed of themselves that made this a political stunt or political motivation or whatever. Oh, blame Trump, blame Trump. You know, I've been waiting to go on camera. I've been holding back. I've been like, you know what? Is it worth it? Hell yeah, it's worth it. Stand for something or fall for anything. I'm going to show you all of the names I've been called. Then I posted something last night of Patel drinking that beer. It went viral. It went viral for me. It went viral. And the comments were unbelievable. They were more positive than negative. And I don't think it was all MAGA. I don't think it was all Republicans. I think it was left and right saying, hey, man, the dude enjoyed a beer. He enjoyed himself. But it was on our dollar. Do we really want to play that game? Do we really want to play that game of how much the Dems spent versus how much the Republicans spent? It's what it is. It's, you know, it's this. It's just what it is. It's D.C. I'm born and raised in the Washington, D.C. area. Shout out to DMV. And people spend money. They waste money. They embezzle money. I'm not saying the left or the right on this instance, but when they start breaking it down and DOE starts breaking it down to the different states and everything, watch. We're only touching the surface of what's going on. So let me tell you everything I've been called. Cult. Yeah, that's a big one. Fascist, Nazi, authoritarian, dictator, wannabe dictator, autocrat, strongman, tyrant, demagogue, racist, white supremacist, bigot, xenophobe, Islamophobe, sexist, misogynist, grifter. What the hell's that? What the hell? Con man, fraud, traitor, insurrectionist. Oh yeah, insurrectionist. Agent Orange. Okay, that's kind of funny. Cheeto. That's stupid. These are now Trump names. I wasn't called a Cheeto. Comrade Trump. Putin's puppet. This is old. So like, I'm getting a buffoon. And then the clown. Okay, yeah, I get the clown emoji quite often. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, everybody just loves to bitch about something. So now I call this segment, because I was beside myself. I was beside myself how crazy people were getting, but how many people supported what Kash Patel did. I call this TDS Nuclear Level Alert. Special report, this is a TDS alert. Nuclear level meltdown over drinking a beer. That's what this country has come to. I want to read the post that I wrote. And I'm going to read a bunch of the comments. There were thousands of comments, so I can't even read them all. However, I'm going to share this with you because I found it hysterical. All I put was, am I the only one that finds this relatable and down to earth? Mueller, Comey, or Ray, I don't know how you say it, W-R-A-Y, could have never pulled this off with so much swag. Ha ha. Oh my God. 20,000 plus, going crazy. What did I get? Most are throwing a fit on this one. Then they start going, epic. Love more winning. Here we go. It is great to look at our FBI director get caught using a taxpayer-funded private flight to the Olympics to drink with the athletes after denying it, only accidentally live-streaming it. Congrats, Patel, on crossing the line into white trash. By the way, reports are that he is in trouble with the White House for doing it. It is amazing when even Trump gets it. Yeah, okay. Is that why Trump was on the phone talking to the guys using Patel's phone? So, what are you talking about? They'll be at the White House tonight. State of the Union is tonight. The entire men's hockey team is in town and will be coming to it. The women's, they denied the invitation. Why? I don't know. I think they got their feelings hurt. I don't know. They're gold, too. God bless them. They did great. They played so hard. The men will be there from what I'm being told. And then tomorrow they're going to do the White House visit. This is what we needed to bring America together, you know? Something good for both parties, for everybody. People look at the shirt. Oh, man, you're MAGA. You're crazy. At the end of the day, I am what I am. I believe in something that is bigger than me, way bigger than me. And at the end of the day, it's about common sense. I try to figure out why so many people want to do so much harm to the country when they think harm is being done. Harm has already been done, and now it's being reversed and being fixed. It's crazy. All right, let's read some more. I'm going to put this in my hand. Hope you're having a beer with me. They ran out of topics. They ran out of topics talking about the Dems to complain about. The economy didn't tank. All the wars predicted never happened. Epstein files didn't produce what they needed. Borders were able to be secured. ISIS rescued over 100,000 missing kids, which I think that number is way higher. And they couldn't, they could keep going, but the whole point is that they're running out of things to complain about. So they're going to complain about our FBI director having a beer with the winning USA hockey team to which he was invited into the locker room. It wasn't like he bombarded it and took the moment. Oh, he took, that was another comment. He took the moment from him. He's taken away. No, he's not. The media is reporting. This is why we do iShowcase and have iShowcase TV and have the Messina connection. So there's no censorship. No media should be censored whatsoever. They covered what they were supposed to cover. That's fine. Patel tore that beer up just like I just tore mine up, which was alcohol abuse because some of it fell on the floor and on another microphone. Anyway, this one's great. Shout out to Jennifer. My FBI directors, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, boy, they had a fan with that. So you're fine with him wasting taxpaying dollars. I think the whole trip cost $75,000. Minuscule. First of all, okay, here's another argument with that. Was it really wasted? I heard a really, really good analogy. The Olympics, the Summer Olympics, are coming up, Los Angeles, in 2 years. Could it even be possible that Patel was going out to Italy to see how they were getting all their security in line and how they handled everything so he could have some ideas and have kind of a better understanding as to how we're going to protect Los Angeles, how we're going to protect the United States and be able to handle a great, safe Olympics coming up. You know, maybe he worked all week long at the end of the week, which was the end of the Olympics. Hey, man, I'm going to go see if USA just got to the gold against Canada. And Canada was a great team, by the way. And he was like, let me go to the hockey game. Wow, USA wins in overtime. Gold, gold, gold against Canada. They live and breathe hockey. And half of damn Canada's team were their American players. Only, you know, I'm a Caps fan, Washington Capitals fan. We had Wilson on there. We had a couple other people. I was so confused. The Canadians, I guess, are born Canadian, playing for Canada, but they're playing for the NHL, which they're all back to playing soon. I think they've already had a couple games already. But so USA and Canada, these were the best of the best in the world, to where it used to always be Europe, Austria, Russia, Poland. I mean, in Europe, they take hockey extremely serious as well. So it was the best of the best playing that gold medal. And it was funny that I think the women, they played Canada as well. The men played Canada. What was up with Canada and America? Constant, constant, constant. You know, if Trump has his way, it's going to be America versus America, right? And Greenland can be the cheerleaders. Just joking. All right, so let's keep going. Are we ready? Oh, no. God, no. Cash had a beer celebrating our American Olympic team win, and folks are losing their minds. Kamala spoke publicly on TV drunk. Kamala had a beer on late night TV show. Pelosi spoke publicly drunk. Obama had a beer publicly. Okay, and then the comments just kept going, going, going. This is all allegations. I think most of the stuff was documented, but this is what people are saying, not me in particular. Oh, snap. He's a human. Boys just want to have fun. You know, I do believe that this gave him a sense of humanity, a sense of like, okay, I'm one of you guys. I think the funniest part is the amount of young voters he gathered. And he's not even really a politician. I don't think the FBI director is not supposed to be on either side, really, even though we know he's MAGA. It's really interesting how many voters probably came to the Republican Party after him drinking a simple beer. How beer brought things together. And then don't even get me started on this versus the Bud Light debacle last year and the difference between the two. Beer gets this country in trouble or something. I don't know. Cover the Wheaties, baby. They want this picture. They want this picture on the Wheaties box. That's hysterical. Proud of them boys, well deserved. There you go. Somebody who just made an announcement about the United States of America hockey team gold winners. He didn't make it political. Celebrating with our gold medal hockey team is a pretty good excuse. Can't complain with that. You go, Cash, all American. So then, proud of them boys, well deserved. I'm with you. Just a regular guy. Love it. Bill Clinton, I never inhaled. That was the quote. I guess he was asked in the 90s. I remember this. He was asked if he had ever smoked marijuana. He was like, yes, but I never inhaled. Anyway, it's hysterical, among other garbage and lies. See, people, and then people start getting ugly. All of a sudden, being called white trash and being, well, hockey, yeah, they were all white players on there. You know, I don't know what to say about that. I guess it's a white sport. How do you comment on that? And, you know, whether it's bad or good, it's still uniting. You know, that's the other thing. You know, people need to stop with the race baiting. The whites, the blacks, the Latinas, I don't care if you're yellow, green, yellow, whatever. I don't care. At the end of the day, if you're an ass, you're an ass, no matter what color you are. I've spoken. Oh my goodness. Some of these pictures I'll put up on the screen. Love it. A true patriot, unlike anarchist left that hate America when they lose an election and loot and burn neighborhoods. You know, what's up with that? Why is everything so end of the world, so Armageddon? I mean, if you ever read Revelations in the Bible, I mean, it really does get a little creepy if you start seeing everything that's happening right now versus, you know, what's written in Revelations. I don't know. Go Cash, you show the USA values. I think it was good PR for the United States. I think, you know, a lot of people don't agree with me. You know, everybody wants to throw that moral high ground. Everybody wants to just call names and scream and you're this, you're that. And how dare you? Come on, man. We are all sinners. If you sit there going to call somebody stupid or go take that higher moral high ground, you're just doing yourself an injustice, because the truth is that's why you lost the election in the first place. At the end of the day, it's not going to get prettier for the Democrats if they don't change their way and find new people to be leaders for their party. And this is coming from a Democrat who was on a scholarship, senatorial scholarship at the University of Maryland, an old Democrat. Came here to where I live now and was independent for years and years and years. And then, when 2016 hit, I turned Republican. And I still think I'm socially liberal in many, many different aspects. But not that y'all care about me. It's not about me. At the end of the day, just be American. Just be American. Be in the middle, you know, have conversations with people. You don't want to call, you don't even have a conversation. And then you scream and just call names. And it's like, you know, my skin is thick because I'm from PG County. Another shout out to Maryland, Prince George's County. This is how we grew up. My high school is 97% African American. And it was in the New Jack era when Marion Barry was the mayor. Your Mama Jones and tearing each other up every day is how we survived. It was funny. Generation X is so blessed to be able to just to be able to have that tough skin, because, you know, we really are unoffendable. I mean, honestly, it takes a lot to offend anybody ages 40 to 65 years old, especially if you grew up where I grew up. All right. Makes me even more proud. That's what Aries put. Makes me even more proud of Patel that he drank this beer. This guy did a PR stunt and didn't even realize it, or maybe he did, who knows. Awesome job. So my whole point is pretty simple. So many people are angry about this, but more people than not, of people that blast me on my feeds constantly on Meta, more people than not were completely fine with it. They're on cloud nine. They're going to watch tonight's unbelievable State of the Union. They're going to watch the hockey team at the White House tomorrow, and let's all just get along. let's all enjoy it. Because you know what? I don't have a crystal ball in front of me, but I think we have much bigger issues to attend to very, very soon. It's getting real. It's getting real. And there's things that have been lingering for many, many decades. And Trump's handling it. Trump's handling it the best he can. Things are in place. I don't know what to predict. I knew that anything with the whole Iran situation, I knew it was going to wait until after the Olympics and after the State of the Union. But at the, you know, they are not negotiating. They're not doing what they said they're going to do. And the world is a very scary place right now. If you're bringing up kids, you know, bring them up strong. Bring them up. Don't bring them up weak. Bring them up strong. Bring them up passionate, caring, and loving. But make sure they have a spine, because I think as life goes on in this time, you're going to need more of a spine than ever to get through what could be in front of us. My man, let's talk about him real quick. Hold on. I got to put him up there. This guy right here. This belongs in the Hall of Fame. My man lost his tooth, hit the winning goal. Unbelievable. Does this shirt offend you? Does this beer offend you? Does the United States of America winning gold, both men and women, offend you? If it does, if the answer to that is yes, you may want to think of a plan B for real. This might not be the America for you. I know it's changed, but it's America for everybody. It's your America to have an opinion and all of that. But like, guys, you can't be that miserable about everything all the damn time. Nothing. Trump could cure cancer. On a side note, I hear China and Russia are coming very close to doing so. We'll see what happens with this whole stem cell thing. He could cure cancer, and you're going to hate everything he does. Okay, let's talk 2028. Trump's no longer, he's not going to run for the third term, let's say. I don't know how he can, unless we're in war. But is it going to get any better if Rubio becomes our president, which I think it's going to be Rubio, or if JD is going to be our president, or anybody who is a Republican that gets into that office, nobody's going to be happy with on the left. And it gets really hard to have a conversation because, you know, it's you just when you're trying to have a conversation with somebody that's looking at you thinking you're so stupid and uneducated and all blah, 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 blah. I think Harvard, and I think the Ivy League schools are really, they have some PR to make up. They got to clean their act and become as prestigious as they used to be, because right now, I'm seeing the electricians and the blue collar workers and the plumbers becoming the next billionaires of this country. I think that's been reported on a couple times because nobody knows how to do these trades. Anyway, at the end of the day, no matter what the right does, the left's going to complain. No matter what the left does, the right's going to complain. We have to find that happy medium. We have to find more independents. Independents don't have enough money. I think the last independent that really did good was Ross Perot. That everybody really liked. So how do we bring things a little closer together? How do we stop calling names and making more sense of this country that we all live in? But, you know, if you're that miserable, follow Rosie O'Donnell, man. Do her thing. Ellen DeGeneres, who I heard just came back. Follow these people. If they were so miserable and it bothered them, the TDS was so nuclear for them that they left the country. And, wow, you know, I got to give them props. They did what they said they were going to do. And as far as I'm concerned, they're welcome back. This is your country. Dual citizenship. Do what you got to do. Whatever makes you happy. We only live one life. Do what you have to do to make yourself happy, to bring your family up, to have peace of mind. And try to talk to somebody on the other side without calling them names and getting so upset and so irate that it makes no sense. It makes no sense because you're going to get nothing accomplished. It's just going to be, you know, even family members, Thanksgiving's being ruined and Christmas being ruined and all that because you can't have a conversation with somebody. Are you serious right now? You know, you're arguing over things you truly have no power over. So why ruin lifetime relationships over things you have no power over? Stop the racism. Stop the prejudice. That goes for blacks and whites. That goes for anybody who is prejudiced against anybody. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. We are American. We are American. Straight up. And Let's value that. Scott Messina signing out. The Messina Connection. That's right. Hi, Scott Messina here. Welcome to the Messina Connection, where we cover sports, music, people, and a little bit of politics. Can you handle the conversation?